And now, The House of Squibb presents part two of Academy Award, starring Sherry Bonder in The Maltese Falcon, with Christian Garcia and Kim Holliday.
I guess the name of Sam Spade was a cinch for the back page of obituaries. But I came out of it somehow and managed to get up and stagger out of that apartment. I went around to the hotel where Joel Cairo had a room and made a deal with the house dick to let me search it. All I could find was a newspaper in the wastebasket, folded back to the steamship news. There was a list of arrivals and one was marked. It said, 8:07 a.m., the La Paloma from Hong Kong. That was good enough for me. I got a cab and rode to the docks. The La Paloma was on fire and burning beautifully. I went back to my office to hold my aching head and think things over when the door opened. And a tall guy in a long black overcoat stood there with the package in his hands, making gurgling noises before he fell like a tree. And he should have. He was dead. I took a good look at him. He was the mate off the La Paloma. I unwrapped his package and there it was. The Black Bird, the Maltese Falcon. I grabbed the phone and listened. It was Bridget O'Shaughnessy, and she said she was in trouble. I found her shivering in a dark corner of an office building, and I took her and the Falcon home to my apartment. I put her on the couch. I put the Falcon in the icebox, where no one would think to look for anything, including ice. I came back in and switched on the lights and found a surprise party waiting to greet me.
Well, sir, we're all here. Now let's sit down and be comfortable and talk.
Sure. Get away from me, Gunsel. You're not going to frisk me.
Stand still. Shut up.
Put your paw on me and I'm going to make you use that gun. Ask your boss if he wants me shot up before we talk.
Never mind, Velma. You're certainly a most headstrong individual, Mr. Spade. Well, let's be seated.
You too, Cairo. You can put down your gun too.
Of course, Mr. Spade. I was only using caution, as it were.
You ready, Gutman? Are you ready to make the first payment and take the Falcon off my hands?
Well, sir, as to that, here are $10,000, sir.
Oh. We were talking about more money than this.
Yes, sir, we were. But this is genuine coin of the realm, sir. With a dollar of this, you can buy $10 of talk. And besides, there are more of us to be taken care of now.
Well, that may be. But I've got the Falcon.
I should not think it would be necessary to remind you, Mr. Spade, that though you may have the Falcon, yet we certainly have you?
Yes. I'm trying not to let that worry me. We'll come to the money later. There's another thing to be taken care of first. We've got to have a fall guy. The police have to have a victim. Someone they can stick for those three murders.
Two. Only two murders, Mr. Spade. Thursby undoubtedly killed your partner.
All right, two. What difference does it make? The point is, we've got to give the police...
Come, come, Mr. Spade. You can't expect us to believe that at this late date, you are the least afraid of the police. Or that you're not able to handle a simple...
I'm up to my neck, Gutman. I've got to come through with somebody, a victim, when the time comes. If I don't, I'll be it. Let's give him the gun, Sil. He actually did shoot Thursby and the other one, didn't he? Anyway, he's made to order for the part. Let's turn him over to the cops.
Get up on your feet. I've taken all the riding from you I'm going to take. Get up. Shoot it out.
Now, now, Wilmer, don't shoot.
There. There, Gunsel, that'll take care of you. Put him on the sofa. Sorry, Bridget. You seem to have recovered.
I'm all right.
Good. Well, gentlemen, there's our fall guy. And now, gentlemen, you agree? Or I'll turn the Falcon and the whole lot of you in.
Mr. Spade, I don't like this. What if we took matters into our own hands and killed you?
You won't. Or you'll never find the Falcon.
True. But there are other ways. We could make you talk.
No. I'd take it and make you kill me. And then you'd end up the same way.
Oh, I believe you would, too.
Well?
I've always felt towards Wilmer like a father. But you can have him.
Swell. Let's get the details fixed. Why did he shoot Thursby?
Well, Thursby was Miss O'Shaughnessy's ally. We thought in disposing of him, we would teach Miss O'Shaughnessy to patch up her differences with us regarding the Falcon.
And the mate from the La Paloma?
That was Miss O'Shaughnessy's fault. Cairo got in touch with me when he saw the notice of the ship's arrival. He remembered that the mate and Miss O'Shaughnessy had been friendly in Hong Kong. He called on the man, but he... with Miss O'Shaughnessy and the bird, slipped through our fingers. We followed them to her apartment, and Wilmer shot the mate as he was coming down the fire escape. He shot him many times, but the man was tough, and he did not drop the Falcon. We persuaded Miss O'Shaughnessy to call your office, but unfortunately she did not call in time to prevent you from meeting the mate and getting the Falcon.
I see.
And now, sir, would it be presumptuous if we asked to see the Falcon?
Okay. It's in my icebox.
Icebox. I say, you are a character, sir. Yes. Very, very clever of you. Very.
I've got it. I've got it.
Bring it here at once.
Here, wrapped in this.
Now, after 23 years. Oh, it is it. But we'll make sure. Hand me your knife, sir.
Here.
I'll peel off some of this disfiguring enamel. It's a fake.
All right, O'Shaughnessy, you've had your little joke. Now tell us about it.
No, Sam, no. That's the one I got from the Russian, I swear.
You bungled it, Gutman. You and your stupid attempt to buy it. The Russian caught on how valuable it was. No wonder we had so little trouble stealing it. You imbecile! You bloated idiot!
Yes! This is the Russian's hand, there's no doubt of it. Well, sir, what do you suggest? Shall we stand here and shed tears and call each other names? Or shall we go to Istanbul and interview our Russian friend?
Go to Istanbul?
For 23 years, I wanted that little item, and have been trying to get it. If I must spend another year on the quest, well, that will be an added expenditure in time only.
I'll go with you. Vilmer's gone!
Vilmer's gone? Oh, so he has. That makes it imperative that we go, too. Oh, by the way, sir, I'll trouble you for my envelope containing the $10,000.
I kept my end of the bargain, but I'll settle for $1,000 for expenses.
Thank you. I'll allow you the $1,000.
That'll take care of my time.
Now, sir, we'll say goodbye to you unless you care to undertake the Istanbul expedition with us. Well, you don't. Well, that's too bad. Well, sir, the shortest farewells are the best. Adieu. And to you, Miss O'Shaughnessy, I leave the Rara Avis there on the table there as a little memento. The Maltese Falcon.
All right, O'Shaughnessy, talk.
Where shall I begin?
You came to me and asked me to have Thursby followed. I put my partner on it. He followed Thursby. He was killed. You must have told Thursby he was being followed.
I told him, yes, but please believe me, Sam. I wouldn't have told him if I thought Floyd Thursby would kill your partner.
Miles hadn't many brains, but he'd had too many years' experience as a detective to be caught like that with a man he was shadowing up a blind alley with his gun tucked away in his hip and his overcoat buttoned. But he'd have gone up there with you, Angel. He was just dumb enough for that. And then you could have stood as close to him in the dark as you liked and put a bullet through him.
Don't talk like that to me, Sam. You know I didn't know.
Stop it. Why did you shoot him?
I didn't mean to at first. I can't look at you and tell you this, Sam.
You thought Thursby would tackle him. If he got Thursby, then you were rid of him. If Thursby won, you had something on him. Enough to be rid of him for good. Wasn't that it?
Something like that.
But when Thursby backed down, you took the gun and did the job yourself.
Oh, Sam, sweetheart. From the very first instant I saw you, I knew.
You angel. Well, if you get a good break, you'll be out of San Quentin in 20 years, and you can come back to me then. I hope they don't hang you, precious, by that sweet neck.
You know deep down in your heart that in spite of anything I've done, I love you.
I don't care who loves who. I'm not going to play the sap for you. I won't walk in Thursby's and I don't know how many others' footsteps. You killed my partner and you're going over for it.
Why must you do this to me, Sam? Surely your partner wasn't as much to you as...
Listen to me. This won't do any good. You'll never understand me, but I'll try once and then give it up. Listen, when a man's partner's killed, he's supposed to do something about it. And it happens we're in the detective business. Well, when one of your organization gets killed, it's bad business to let the killer get away with it. Bad all around. bed for every detective everywhere.
You can't send me to the... Sam, you can't. You love me. You love me.
Maybe I do. What of it? Maybe next month I won't. I've been through it before. I'll have some rotten nights after I've sent you over, but that'll pass. I want you, sure, but I won't take you at the price because all of me wants to, regardless of the consequences. And because you counted on that with me, the same as you counted on that with all the others.
Oh, Sam, darling, kiss me. Kiss me.
Sure. Sure, baby.
What are you doing? Who are you calling?
The cops, baby. The cops to come and take you away.
Today's performance of The Maltese Falcon was written for radio by Frank Wilson, with an original musical score composed and conducted by Alan Haley and produced by the Actors Studio of Newburyport. Sherry Bonda is soon to be seen in Warner Brothers' Big Sleep. Christian Garcia appeared through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producers of the Technicolor musical Easy to Wed. Kim Holliday is soon to be seen in Warner Brothers' The Verdict. And John Budzina will star in the title role of Wonder Woman 2021, joined by Sandy Farrier as Little Nell. This is Mike Coppinger bidding you good night until next Wednesday at this same time when you're invited to listen again to Academy Award, presented by the House of Squibb, a name you can trust. This is CBS.